This is Bill Brenner for SearchSecurity.com. You're listening to a special edition of our Security Wire Weekly podcast. As part of our ongoing series on the struggles IT shops face in deploying Windows Vista, I sat down with Omar Ghaim, Network Administrator for energy firm Exco Resources. Like others, he's discovered that many of the security enhancements in Vista can also translate into compatibility headaches. He outlined his efforts to make sense of Vista's user account controls and keep critical business applications running without the barrage of pop-ups that have earned Microsoft some scorn. First, this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out SearchSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotus offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit SearchSecurity.com and search for mergers and acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
I've heard a lot about the UAC difficulties.
Yeah.
Go into a little more depth about that and how it became a problem for what you have in place and for what you need to have in place to for your business to do what it does.
Well, you know, we all like security, right? And that's all good and great and perfect, but I don't want, especially for our users, maybe me as an admin, I can, you know, deal with it or whatever, but you got a user that's trying to, I don't know, get a statement out for a CFO or something, and it keeps popping up every 2 seconds. Everything he tries to do, he goes to a web page, he opens a program, it's a pain. It can become very, very troublesome. And with that in mind, yes, more security is good, but I don't want it to keep clicking yes, I agree, yes, okay, yes, open. It was very, very troublesome to me. And again, this is, we didn't try this on a regular user, but the way I look at it is, if me as an admin, I can't handle it, imagine the regular user that already complains about, you know, new technologies and is not really interested in using Vista. You know, and that was one of the main concerns for, well, also as an admin, the lack of tools for Vista kind of played a big role in my decision of not using it for my day-to-day.
Yeah, now one of the big, and this will be a compare and contrast question, one of the big challenges that I hear from everybody over the course of doing this series is that it's all about compatibility problems.
Yep.
And it, you know, you've just described the same thing, only differently for your specific operation. But, you know, I talked to one fellow who, you know, with Vista, the VPN wouldn't work right. And for them, Vista's everything because they have a huge amount of users that are mobile and they need that VPN. And then I talked to somebody from academia and, you know, virtualization technology is important to them.
Yeah.
And this was conflicting with that. And then I talked to somebody from the pharmaceutical industry who doesn't want to touch Vista for at least a year because, you know, they're, as you know, in that industry, it's all about not letting your intellectual property leak out somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So in terms of what is vital to Exco to keep running and to maintain the trust, do you have any concerns not just about where Vista is a pain in the neck to deploy, but where some of these compatibility glitches could you know, really kind of strike at the center of
yes,
what you're there for? Talk a bit about that.
Well, I'll be honest. We didn't test Vista completely in our environment. However, you know, we don't really, outside of the tools, and this is from an end user, not my, you know, not an admin, user, but from an end user, outside of the applications that we use, there's really, we don't use VPN, we don't use virtualization, at least not for end users. We don't use any of those specific things that we'd be worried about, but a lot of the applications we use are very specific to the industry, very specific to the oil and gas. And definitely, before we go to Vista, we have to make sure that they're compatible. I mean, there's no question about it, especially on the engineering side, because this is, you know, our bread and butter. That's who makes the money for us. They use a lot of, you know, like logger tools where they, in log viewers, they use a lot of geology type tools, you know, where they figure out where we need to drill next and all that cool stuff. Now, there's no question about it. We need to make sure that these tools work on Vista, or applications, I should say. Now, from my standpoint as a network admin, and I keep coming back to that. It's funny you mentioned virtualization. I tried to install VMware on Vista when I had it up here, and that was a pain. And again, maybe I just didn't have the time to spend to get it working. And honestly, I don't have the time to spend to get it working. You know, that's the other thing. On XP, you install it, and it's working. Shared everything. You know, my network was working. Everything was working. On Vista, I built a virtual machine in Vista, but for whatever reason, that network connection was just not working with me, and it kept popping up every time with, that again, back to the UAC, you want to share, you want to allow this, it was a pain. So, I wish I can answer that question better as far as, like, Xcode in general, because I haven't tried Vista with our applications. I can't really tell you if it's going to be an issue for us or not. Mm-hmm. However, just with like any new OS, right? You'll see some incompatibilities that you'll need to address and troubleshoot and figure out. There's no question about it.
So now talk about what the schedule is at this point. Knowing what you know now as far as where the difficulties are going to be, where are you at now in deploying Vista, and what do you see as the timetable between now and when people are using it as normally as they today are using XP?
Okay. Well, the plan was we're not going to look at it until Q4 of 08. Mm-hmm. We wanted to, I think, kind of what the guy you talked to, we wanted to wait a year. Well, we wanted to wait even more. We had a lot of projects that are, we've been trying to finish the last 6 months. So we wanted to wait till the end of 08. There's a couple of new, articles you read here and there, and now with Beyond Trust having that UAC, figured out and the troublesome of that eliminated. The plan, and this is just on the board, so I don't know how that works, but the plan on the board now is by Q2 to start seeing Vista on the system, and by Q4 to hopefully be, I want to say, 90% Vista. Mm-hmm. So that might be a little aggressive. However, we need to get to it. I like this new feature, some of the new features in Vista, whether it's more security, whether it's, the new GPOs that you can deploy with it, whether it's, with the server.
Well, talk about the security features and what you think in the long term will be particularly useful for what you're trying to protect.
Well, there's the, let's see, you mean from Vista standpoint, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I know UAC, you're not too crazy about it for other reasons right now.
Yeah.
That nobody I've talked to thinks that having a bunch of pop-up boxes is really going to change the balance. But talk about some of the more built-in features that you think might help you from a security standpoint.
Definitely the encryption that comes with Vista is a definite plus. We have a lot of laptops here, right? Mm-hmm. That BitLocker that they have, that's definitely a plus. If the laptop gets stolen, obviously you want something like that on your systems, right? We don't have anything right now in place for as far as encryption software or anything like that, but that will definitely be something that we will look into. The new firewall, and the way we have the firewall set up now, turned off on the network, turned on outside of the network, but I know with Vista they have different port blocking and different handling of opening ports and closing ports and all that cool stuff, so that will be in place. We do rely on Citrix a lot. We don't do any VPNs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Citrix farm here of, I think, we're up to 15 servers now, just Citrix. So I don't know how Vista is going to work with that. I heard that I know Citrix is coming out with the seamless applications, so we'll be using that with Vista.
Do you think that when all is said and done, the security improvements that have been worked into Vista will have made all of the difficulties you're going to go through worth it?
I think so. You know, that's honestly, I'm not one of people that complain too much about XP and security. I think, you know, with all the patches that they're released and all that, of course, it's the most common OS out there. What do you expect? You're going to have, you know, vulnerabilities and all that. You know, you're going to have it more than any other OS. That's just, it's common sense, really. Hopefully with Vista, they'll secure that more. They'll get it better. And I think at the end, yeah, it's all going to be worth it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Talk about where you're at today as far as the things you're doing to test out Vista and to work out some of the compatibility kinks.
Yeah.
Talk about the kind of lab environment that you're using for this,
today
for this
we
particular work.
Yeah, we have two, we call them infrastructure servers, really, because they have VMware infrastructure, but they're our lab servers. And they're running, well, that's kind of, we have two domains on that lab. One is a 2008 server, we're playing with that,
mm-hmm.
and one is just a Windows 2003 domain. And with that, we have, I think today, 5 Vista machines and 2 XP on each domain that we bring up, you know, as the domains come down and up. And that's what we're testing. We're testing a lot of the applications. Some of the applications that we have don't run on VM machines. We had to actually have an actual system that connects to the VM lab server. Not a lot of testing has been happening because the fact that we're busy with other projects now, and as I mentioned, we're kind of wrapping up a lot of projects. I see us in the next few months, probably before the end of the year, being done completely with testing all our applications, from our production applications
mm-hmm.
to our geoscience applications to our accounting applications on a Vista platform, trying to test them as much as we can, probably not just on in a lab, probably with selected users. And that's how we usually like to do our tests, because, you know, you can do it in a lab, but if you don't do the day-to-day tasks that user does, it's really not going to prove anything to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a system can run fine by running just the application, but then you try to use a tool in that system and it crashes everything. And me, as a network admin that does not use accounting software or any of those things, the chances are I'll never hit that tool anyway. I don't know how to even get to it.
Sure.
So what we typically like to do is, so we'll take a few people, or, you know, 1-2 from each department,
mm-hmm.
and tell them we're going to set you up with a second computer. It's going to be Vista. And we just want you to use it as much as you can. And we pick our users very, very carefully. We make sure that they're users that are actually helpful, you know, not the difficult users that are willing to help us, you know, willing to try this, willing to go through some trouble at the beginning, you know, to get it going. But they also get a new computer with, you know, the latest OS, and they
sure.
get to play, you know, they get to play with the cool stuff, right?
A new toy is a new toy.
Exactly. So there's that plus for them, and that's, we've done that not just with OS improvements. We've done that with our AV stuff. We've done that with anything that we want to deploy company wide. We actually do that same, you know, follow that same mentality. Let's choose some users in each department and push that to them and see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned a few minutes ago Beyond Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Have their products somehow proven useful to you as far as making Vista work, or?
Well, yeah, the whole UAC, I'm USC group policies that they have, mm-hmm. and that's obviously, I can scratch that off my list, you know, the things that I worry about. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe you, me, and some IT guys can deal with that, whether it's by disabling it or whatever. But for the end user, it's a hassle. It's a trouble for them to have to click on yes or no or whatever, especially when you get a VP or someone that's too busy to even look at stuff like that. So taking that out of my, you know, saying, okay, BeyondTrust got me that solution that I'm looking for, and I tried that, by the way. We do have it running in the VM environment, and it's running exactly as you want it to run, actually. So, yes, that helped. Now, again, that does not mean, let's go deploy it. Now, we still have a lot of things that we need to make sure that, you know, we get covered before we say Vista's ready. Mm-hmm. I've been using BeyondTrust for, 3-4 years now, since they were, you know, back when Policymaker and BeyondTrust were one. And they helped us a lot with running application as admin mode. And that was a major headache for us. And let me tell you, that was so really, really helpful.
So it's not like you went out looking for some auxiliary tools to deal with the compatibility stuff, but it's a case of some of the tools that you've acquired over the years for other things, you're finding ways to use it to work out the Vista problems.
Exactly.
Now.
That actually, sure. Yeah, I got the email about the 3.5 release, and I'm like, oh, look at that. They have, you know, Vista. I wonder how well that works. And called my sales guy there, mm-hmm. and he, you know, gave me a sales pitch. But then I was like, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna try it on my own. I don't know if this is gonna work or not. And yeah, it does work.
That's it for this week. The latest information security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can always catch our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.